Welcome to Podcast Ed, the podcast of reimagineonline.org, sparking the evolution of education choice. On this episode, senior writer Lisa Bowie talks with Sue Luther, a single mother from Largo, Florida. Her two teenage sons, including one who is on the autism spectrum, have benefited from Florida's robust education choice programs.
Today, my guest is Sue Luther of Largo. Sue's a single mom of two boys who've benefited from state K through 12 scholarships. Welcome to Podcast Ed, Sue.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and your family.
I'm a single mom of two kids. We live in Largo. My kids are military dependents. They're 13 and 15. My youngest is on the spectrum, but very low functioning, so he does not require IEP, and he doesn't use the unique ability scholarship. He uses the tax purpose scholarship. I think they changed the name of it recently. And then my oldest son, who is 15, his name is Alexander, and he receives the Family Empowerment Scholarship for students with unique abilities. He's received it since he was in third grade. He's now going into the 10th grade next year. He's been on it for about 6 years on and off because when we were military and we would move, he wouldn't be on it at that moment. But every time we've come back to Florida, I've reapplied for him to use it because it's a great tool for him. They do see their dad here and there, but for the most part, it's single mom life. I have primary custody and take care of them both full time.
At least they don't need to be on scholarships. So tell me, how are you educating your children?
My son, Miles, he is my youngest. He's 13. He just finished up going this year. He went to a charter school, Pinellas Academy of Math and Science, which was great for him. He was on the scholarship for a while and going to a school called American Collegiate Academy. That school didn't work out too well for him, so he wanted to go to more of a public school, but I didn't want him in full public school, so we chose a charter school for him. And then Alexander, he was going up until he just left school yesterday. It was his last day. He was going to Autism Inspired Academy, which is a great school. They take the scholarship, and it's a little bit more on top of the scholarship for them to go there. They use a lot of ABA practices to help the kids in school, and they work with their life skills too, just as much as they work on academics with them. But next year, unfortunately, because single mom life, I'm not going to be able to afford the extra tuition on top of the scholarship, and wasn't able to get one of their in-home scholarships for him because there are so many kids trying for him, which is understandable. So I'm going to end up homeschooling him again next year, which we've done in the past, and it's worked out amazing. The scholarship helps so much with that too. It helps you have accessibility to so many resources, and it covers so many of the expenses that it takes to homeschool your kid. With technology nowadays, you have to have laptops and computers and cell phones almost, or tablets of some kind to help them. If you're putting your kid on a scholarship, it obviously means you don't have too much money to afford a lot of extra luxuries, and it really helps to cover those things so that you feel like you're still giving your child the best opportunity to learn just like their peers. That's a little bit of our story and how I'm schooling them right now.
And you have been previously a part of a military family, and I know that has unique stresses and experiences. Tell me how many times your kids had to change schools.
Alexander's probably been in 7 different schools, maybe more, with the military life. He's been to school in Alaska, Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, back to Florida again. Miles, a little bit less because he's a little younger. So probably about 5 or 6 for him. They've definitely moved around a lot and been to a lot of different schools. So it's been hard, but they make the best of it and they adapt really well. Miles is a straight AB student, even with all the ups and downs. He makes friends pretty easily. It's been good for him. They never minded the experiences because they grew up with it. So you adapt when you live that kind of life, but it does come with its own unique struggles. It's hard to start new schools, but a lot of the schools they started when we were on military bases, everybody was starting the new schools. They were all used to it. Everybody was the new kid at some point because every one of the families moved a lot. So they all were a little bit more understanding, which made it easier for the kids to deal with. But it was harder when we would come back to Florida and they'd start a new school because those kids, they've been there for years. But my kids were never the type to be bullied. Usually they were very easy to fit in with a group at least that matched where they were. So I got lucky with that. But yeah, it was a lot of schools.
We appreciate your sacrifices. How did you learn about the scholarship program?
I can't really remember who it was that led me on to it. But when I came across it, it was pretty easy to qualify. Yeah, I just went on and gave all of our information. They asked me to upload a few things, which were really easy. I don't even think it really asked me too much for the unique scholarship about financials. I had everything uploaded and done within no time. But I do remember that the program wasn't getting a lot of traction because people didn't know about it. They actually had all this money sitting there to help families, and nobody was using it because nobody knew about it. And so it took about 2 or 3 months because a lot more families were applying at the moment because they were starting to learn. But before school even started, we knew we had it. I don't think they had the My Scholarships shop when we first started. So everything was done by just uploading your receipts and reimbursement. And then I think his second year of the scholarship is when they started the scholarship shop. And we were able to use that, and it made everything so much easier. I was like, oh, this is great, because it wasn't out of pocket at first and worrying about reimbursement. It was just able to order it and it was approved or denied. And I don't think I ever had anything that was denied. It was an amazing thing for him. And it was usually there within a week to 2 weeks.
Now, what were you able to buy, Alexander, with your funds, which I know at the time, I think the scholarship was called the Gardner Scholarship. Just to clarify for our audience, it's now the Family Empowerment Scholarship for Students with Unique Abilities.
Yes. So that is right. It was the Gardner Scholarship when we first got it. He was actually allowed to get a computer, either a laptop or a desktop, whichever was easier for him. He was able to get an iPad. He was able to get materials. So if I wanted to go buy curriculum books and stuff, we could use that. He was able to get some headphones so that he could use it with his computer. There was a list on there. He could get a TV and a Xbox. So there was stuff like that on there. There was things for sensory. So weighted vest, weighted blankets were part of it. Puzzles, STEM kits, possibilities were endless. And then all the supplies you need, paper, printers, ink, pencils. If there was a learning program that you need to pay for, you could do that. You even covered ABA if you didn't already have ABA therapy. You could reimburse expenses for educational field trips. So if I took him to the Florida Aquarium, I could upload my receipt and it would pay for it. It's insane how much it covers. There's still things probably that it covers that I don't know about. Either that, or you could use it to send them to private school, and then the schools would just bill the scholarships. It covers a lot.
And at that time, you were homeschooling him. So you needed those supplies and
everything,
curriculum and everything to just basically do it all yourself. Explain to me a little bit about where he is on the spectrum.
Well, he is classified as more moderate to severe on the spectrum. So he does have some communication. He can request what he wants. Like, I want my iPad. I want snack. But if you were to try to have back and forth conversations, he does a lot of repeating. He might not understand. You have to sit down and grasp with him what you're trying to say so that he gets it. It's not very easy conversation. You might ask him if the sky is purple and he would say yes. He's not understanding what you're trying to ask, but he learns after a while. He's just very slow to it. He does have mobility, but he toe walks, he flaps, he makes noises. He's louder than he should be. So when he requests something, sometimes he's yelling and he doesn't realize he's yelling because he doesn't know his tone, but autism looks different for everybody. He has the appearance, obviously, of a 15-year-old. But when it comes to his brain function and his thought process, I would say you're still dealing with a first grader. So it's hard. But we make it work. He's happy. And that's all you can really ask for at the end of the day, is that he's happy and he's healthy. And we're working towards everything else.
Well, I'm glad he's doing well. And is Miles still in his charter school? What type of environment is he in?
He just left charter school. He moved up to, he's going next year. And he's asked to stay at the charter school, which is fine. I'm okay with that. He is doing well there. It's given him an opportunity to grow, because it's like public school without being public school. They have more there for him. Each kid has their own computer and they do a lot of project-based learning. And I like that for him, because I think technology has become a part of everybody's everyday. He was at a school, and I actually was teaching at that school for a little while. And that's why we both left. They were always trying to push technology away from them. No cell phones, no this, no that. And I think that technology is something that they need to embrace. It is part of the day now. It's not going anywhere. So instead of fighting it, embracing it and teaching them how to use it in a purposeful way, I think is very important. Teaching them the dangers of it, the safeties of it, the functionality of it. And that's what his charter school is teaching him now. And so that's been really good for him.
And had he been on a scholarship when he wasn't attending a charter school?
Yeah. So the school that I was teaching at and that he was going to before was a private school, and he was using the scholarship there.
So he has benefited also. And by the way, it may not seem like it. You mentioned it wasn't really a public school. Actually, charter schools are public schools, believe it or not.
They are, but they're smaller. And I guess it's an application process. So it's not like you can just go there. In a way, yes, it is public school. It's run by the county, but you still have to apply to be there. So they only have so much room.
Yeah, so the space is limited.
Yeah, it's a selection process, like a lottery. I guess that's why it's a little bit different, because they can be a little bit more selective about the kids that might bully or give kids a hard time might not get in.
Yeah, they're an interesting animal because they're publicly funded but privately run. They get to do a lot of neat, innovative things that are not possible for a traditional public school. I've been amazed at some of the things our charter schools are doing out there. How did the scholarships overall make a positive difference in your lives?
It helped me. Like I said, being a single mom, even being a military spouse, military doesn't pay that well. So even when Alexander had to homeschool when I was married and we were living the military lifestyle, you don't always have the extra luxuries to just be able to go out and buy a computer for him to be able to school on, or buy a printer to print out the materials he needs, or go buy, I mean, even curriculum itself is expensive. To buy a full set of curriculum is almost $1,000 to get every subject and the workbooks that go with it, plus the textbooks to teach. So it's just not something that every family can just go out and drop. So just to be able to know we could still provide him with a quality education in a homeschool setting because we had the resources to do it is so helpful, because you always wonder, okay, I'm going to homeschool. I'm going to have to research everything and find everything. And then it's going to cost me money to do this and do that. And so you're stressing about that and you're not being able to focus on educating as much as you're focused on stressing how you're going to educate. So with having the resources and stuff made available to be able to take that stress off of it, you can just focus on what is best for him and making sure that he has the right tools, or finding a school that works for him and being able to put some of the money towards it is really helpful too. That way, you didn't have to go to public school, because public school doesn't work for Alexander. It hasn't and it won't. When I said I was going to homeschool, they were like, oh, he can go to Nina Harris, which is an ESE school here. But you hear so many horror stories too about schools and they take advantage of kids with special needs. So I always worry. And so it takes a little bit of the worry off of me to be able to do things for him and help him the way I think it works best for him. So that's how it's made an impact on me, is to know that he's getting the best possible that he can, and I can ensure his safety at the same time. And with the state of Florida, I don't know how many people that homeschool know, you don't have to follow a particular curriculum, which is another big thing for me, is Alexander, he is special. He is never going to care that George Washington chopped down a cherry tree. That's not going to be a part of his world. But making sure he can take care of himself, making sure if he goes to the store, he knows what money is. So there's certain things that are easier to focus on with him and taking out some of the stuff he just doesn't need. History is not a big thing for Alexander. Reading, writing, yes, huge. But working on life skills and comprehension is something I can do with him. Working on how to make himself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, working on how to be in public and be around other people and taking him on field trips to, even if it's just McDonald's, so that he's paying for his own food and ordering and talking to people. I can use that as curriculum. And people don't understand that. With homeschool, you create your own curriculum. And as long as at the end of the year, you can show what you've been working on and that he's made progress in it, is all you have to do for the state of Florida. So using the tools that the scholarship gives me, I can teach him the things that I know are going to benefit him through his whole life instead of forcing the academics on him, because academics aren't going to be his strong point outside of reading and math. Telling time and how to work with money, and those are the functions that he needs in life. So I can narrow it down to what he needs, and then the scholarship provides the tools for me to be able to teach him what he needs to know, which I think is very important.
Now that you're on your own as a parent, largely, what would it have been like for you if you didn't have it for Alexander?
I'd be struggling to know what I was going to do for him, because I would have to put him into not necessarily public school, but like the Nina Harris thing. While I'm not saying that they're a bad school, but like I said, for Alexander, I just don't think it works. I think it'd be pushing him into something that isn't going to work for him and frustrates him, flusters him. At the end of the day, he wouldn't enjoy it. He wouldn't be learning what he needs to know for his future. And to me, I'd feel like that would be lacking on my part. Even though he's got ABA, I just feel that when it comes to learning, kids with unique abilities, they need more fluctuation. I actually think that goes across the board. And when I learned about the change this year with the other scholarship opening up some more resources as well for homeschool, because I think that there's kids out there that aren't going to go to four-year universities. We all know that. There's kids out there that aren't going to go off to Harvard and Yale and Princeton, as much as we all would love all of our kids to do it. There's kids out there that their paths are different. And I believe that opening it up to homeschool so those kids can, just like Alexander, choose their path. Maybe they want to be a chef. Maybe they want to be an engineer, or they want to be something else that doesn't require a four-year college, that might be more of a trade. This gives them that time. They can use that to focus on those tools and not so much the things that they aren't going to use. So I believe that, number one, every child learns differently. Number two, every child is going to have their own path, and to better prepare kids for the paths that they're going to take is a huge thing. To not try to push them into a path that we know they're not going to take is hard. It makes it harder on them. It puts more stress on them. It causes more anxiety levels in kids. It causes more fear of disappointment. But if they already know this is my path and you can help push them on that way to that right path, then I think it takes a lot of the stress off of the whole family in total. As a parent, all you want at the end of the day is for your kid to be happy and know that they're going to make it in the world. So that's what we're here to do, is provide them with those tools. And I think the scholarship helps with that a lot. And I think having those options, not just for unique ability kids, but for all kids, is a huge thing. It's a huge thing to give them a choice in their education as well, and to give parents more openness in their choice of education. Right. And not just, this is public school, go. Or if you don't have the funds for private school, you're not going to excel as much. For a single mom, it's nice to know that there's resources there that I can still give my kids the best future without having to overstress that I can't do it for them just because we're not in a two-parent household living on $80,000 a year to send them to these places. It's a huge help.
Well, Sue, I think you summed it up very nicely, and I want to thank you for agreeing to share your story and be on our program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. I was so happy when I got the phone call. Whatever I can do to help somebody else or help them learn what they can do and the difference that they can make in not only their kids' lives, but their own lives.